Item number five. This is your day, isn't it, Tim?
Seems that way, yes.
Local park grant rule amendments. These are amendments. This is not as exciting. We're not giving away money here, are we?
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, I'm bringing to you today a request that we revise the rules for the grant programs that we administer. This is partially as a result of the fortunate restoration of funds to the Texas Recreation and Parks account. Also, some legislation that has changed changes the way we need to do business. The programs that we are reviewing are the ones that you see up on the screen, including outdoor and indoor recreation programs, community outdoor outreach, regional small community urban park grants, and boating access and trail grant programs. The process that we went about to look at these rules and make these changes began with a staff retreat, a survey that was mailed out statewide, five public hearings held around the state, which were attended by more than 200 persons. For the purposes of the new urban park program that I'll discuss in a minute, we brought together the leadership of the 13 largest cities and counties in the state who are qualified for that program, had a summit meeting, and had them help us write the rule draft for that program. In November, we got your permission to post this set of rule revisions in the Texas Register. That was done on December 21st. The comment period ended yesterday. There were four comments received. All of those were asking for basically clarification. We'll go about doing that in the final posting. The legislative changes that necessitate these rule changes, we increased the appropriations amount back to the level where we were in 2002-2003, approximately $15.5 million a year. And then House Bill 12 amends Chapter 24 of Parks and Wildlife Code by creating a new urban park grant program, formerly known as the large municipalities account. This will basically take 40% of the $15.5 million and make it available solely to the largest 13 cities and counties in the state, including Austin, Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, San Antonio, and El Paso, the counties and governments in which those communities reside, and Hidalgo County in the Rio Grande Valley. We looked at, for all the programs, the priority ranking systems, and also looked at our administrative rules and practices. Changes that we're recommending for the Outdoor Recreation Grant Program, we're recommending going back to two annual cycles, taking applications July the 31st and January 31st. During the period of decreased funding, we'd gone to one annual review. We had decreased the amount of ceiling that an applicant could ask for from $500,000 to $400,000, and we're recommending going back to a $500,000 ceiling. These are the scoring changes that we're proposing, simplification of the master plan criteria, decreasing points for the budget percentage of recreation versus support, increasing the priority for renovation projects, increasing points for environmental responsible activities, adding a scoring criteria, a link to the Land and Water Conservation Resources Plan, the plan that guides how we as a department manage recreation and conservation resources. And then we're proposing that we have a negative scoring criteria, five-point negative score for applicants who are not in compliance on previously funded projects. For indoor recreation grants, we're proposing increasing, as a result of the increased funding, the ceiling that you can ask for from $417,000 to $750,000. The scoring changes are identical. The proposed scoring changes are identical to the ones that we had under the Outdoor Recreation Grant Program. For small community grants, small communities grants are made to communities of 20,000 or less population. They have been up to $50,000 matching grants. We're proposing to increase that to $75,000 in match. And again, the scoring criteria that we're recommending changes are very similar to the ones previously. We are recommending that we give bonus points for very small communities, increase from of communities of less than 2,500, adding the link to the land and water plan, negative scoring criteria for people that are not in compliance with previously funded projects. Community outdoor outreach grants are grants that don't require a match, formerly up to $30,000. We're recommending to increase that to $50,000. They're grants to introduce underserved populations to outdoor experiences, particularly as they relate to parks and wildlife facilities. Scoring change that we're recommending has to do with giving additional priority to projects that involve service projects, things such as Boy Scout groups or people like AmeriCorps that would be doing projects related to these kinds of projects. For our Recreation Trails Grant Program, we're recommending simply a change in the annual deadline for staff purposes, and then the increase of a ceiling of $100,000 to $200,000 for non-motorized trail grants. We're recommending a change in the annual deadline for our boating access program. The newly created Urban Parks Grant Program, again, as I noted, it's the cities and counties of more than $500,000, more than 500,000 population. 40% of the total $15.5 million that's available for grants will be set aside for these applicants to compete among themselves for. They basically will not be competing with smaller communities, but strictly among themselves. The new scoring criteria that group developed at our summit for the land acquisition criteria, they're requesting that we give priority to significant natural areas, to green corridors, to small pocket parks, to intensive use recreation facilities, for land banking, if you will, for buying land while it's available for future conservation and recreation purposes, give additional priority for the expansion of existing parks, and give additional priority to parks that would be in proximity to high-density population areas. For facility development, we would give priority to neighborhood parks, nature centers, parks and conservation areas of regional significance, green projects that institute green construction, give additional priority to multi-purpose recreation facilities, sports facilities, outdoor aquatic projects, restoration of existing infrastructure, habitat restoration, and trails. Other priorities would be projects that involve public and public-private cooperation for the match that meet the needs of underserved populations. Give priority to sponsor that has a local Parks and Recreation Master Plan in place. Give projects priority that reduce the threat to potential loss of conservation or recreation opportunity. Give additional priority to projects that meet the goals of the Texas Parks and Wildlife Land and Water Conservation Resources and Recreation Plan. And additional priority when applicants have consulted with in the design and of their potential project with one of our urban biologists. One of the changes that we are making from the posting in the Texas Register that I want to point out was based on a conversation that we had yesterday with Commissioner Montgomery. He asked that we take a look at strengthening the criteria that's related to how these projects meet the goals of the Land and Water Conservation Recreation Resources Plan. Let me just read the proposed change in the criteria to you. We would give up to 5 points if the project supports the Texas Parks and Wildlife Land and Water Resources Conservation and Recreation Plan. The sponsor must specifically address how the project meets the goals of the plan in the proposed narrative. Points will be based on evidence of the project to the extent to which the proposal meets one of the four, one or more of the following goals of the plan. Goal one being improving access to the outdoors. Goal two being conservation, management, and promoting agency sites for recreation opportunities. And goal four, increasing participation in hunting, fishing, boating, and outdoor recreation. Additional priority will also be given based on the extent to which the proposed project will stimulate sustainable economic impact and will also lead to the development of a support of a conservation constituency. For example, nature tourism participants, thus creating new customers for outdoor conservation-related recreation. Having said that, the recommendation that we're bringing for you today is Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission adopts amendments to Section 31, Texas Administrative Code, and repeals existing code concerning the guidelines for the administration of the Texas Local Parks, Recreation, and Open Space Fund program, with changes as necessary to the proposed text as published in the December 21st, 2007 issue of the Texas Register. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Sure.
Tim, just to let the commission know, following the discussion yesterday, Tim met this morning with the entire staff working on those related programs, and everybody was pleased with those changes, felt like they addressed the policy issue we raised yesterday. As I understand it, those apply to all the programs, so they'll be woven through each of them.
It would apply to the outdoor recreation program and the small communities program under the Texas Recreation and Parks account and the outdoor urban parks program.
So why would it not go into, let's see, outreach, I understand, although I wonder, a question whether it should go to each of them when I think about it. And the which ones would be left out of?
Indoor.
Indoor, of course. That's it?
Basically everything that's of the outdoor variety.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate the approach.
That would work for you. Okay. Yeah, it makes sense to me, too.
Okay. You need to watch how it gets implemented. We may want to actually increase the points over time as these other programs grow. But for right now, this seems to be the appropriate response given the public process that's been ongoing.
And Tim, you're comfortable with that?
Absolutely.
Suggestion. Okay. Any other questions for Tim? Okay. May I have a motion on this, please? Okay. Commissioner Montgomery and Commissioner Martin, all in favor? Great. Tim, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it. Lots of work. Lots of good work. And the legislature, obviously, in the last session, very much encouraged us two ways. One, directly by talking to us, and secondly, by giving us a lot more money. And this is something that, as a department, an agency, we really enjoy doing. So, Tim, I appreciate your hard work, and I'm glad we're going back to two a year and the whole funding cycle. So I think it makes a lot of sense. Thank you.